This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This weekend, millions of fans will watch the big Red River Showdown football game between Texas and Oklahoma on TV. Another large chunk will tune into the radio to hear these Big 12 powers battle. Many of those will listen to the game in Spanish. Spanish language play-by-play is a small but growing trend in college athletics. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports the University of Texas has a 25-year head start on much of the competition.
Dr. Ruben Pizarro has been calling Texas-Oklahoma games for a quarter century, a long time to be in a job he did not set out to do.
Duvernay, anota! Devin Duvernay anotando!
His sports broadcasting career began in Mexico while in residency at a Monterey medical school.
They didn't have scholarships, so I paid my postgrad doing a newspaper, TV, and radio.
He quickly rose through the ranks, writing about the 1986 Soccer World Cup, then a sports medicine column, then rodeo broadcasts. Then he was assigned the national TV play-by-play duties for the 1987 Rugby World Cup Championship. He says he did so well, his boss then assigned him to be part of the National Football League's Mexico broadcast team.
He said, okay, in 2 weeks there's a preseason for the NFL. Get ready, go to McAllen, buy magazines, buy books, anything that you need, two suits and four ties, and I'll pay for it. You're hired. And I was a statistician for him and the color commentator. The second game of the NFL, I was a color commentator. And then I went to the radio stations, doing play-by-play and color commentary by myself.
All by the third game. The rest, you might think, is history, but not so fast.
When I finished my residency, I graduated. I wanted to be known as the doctor, not as the commentator. So I quit all the media.
As quick as his broadcast career took off, Pizarro was letting it go. But as a medical professional, he should have realized the broadcasting bug is hard to kick. In 1994, Raul Alegre was starting a new Spanish-language NFL show. Alegre was a kicker for the University of Texas and the New York Giants. Pizarro was hired to be a part of the program as a producer.
Raul hired me because mainly I had all in Spanish. The only word that I use is touchdown. So I brought him the whole lexicon of the technical football for him because he didn't know.
At around the same time, the University of Texas hired Chris Plonsky to head the athletic department's external affairs. She had just come from the Big East Conference, which at that time was home to the University of Miami. The Hurricanes were a top-ranked team, and they were making waves in radio with their successful Spanish-language broadcast. Plonsky and former athletics director DeLoss Dodds decided to try and emulate Miami with UT's radio broadcast partner, Host Communications.
The broadcast team, wow, did we get lucky to have Ruben recruit the individuals, you know, his producer, his color man, statisticians, all the things that have to go into the broadcast booth to make that game become a reality for the listeners. It was delightful.
And the broadcasts took root. Pizarro gained a following for his nicknames, popular among coaches and players.
When you and I were friends, we can call each other certain things. So we make the players feel that, you know, that we are part of the family and you are part of us too. That's the deal. For example, Sam Ellinger, the indomitable. Nobody can get over him or stop him or anything. Keontae Ingram, the knife. He cuts the defenses. Colin Johnson, the marvel. La Maravilla.
Colin La Maravilla Johnson. Touchdown, the Longhorns! Touchdown, the Colin!
Longhorns fan Roberto Enriquez says when he's on the road during games, he prefers the Spanish broadcast.
Most of the time when you watch it on, you know, I'm not going to say any networks, but, you know, regular networks, they're cool, calm, and collected. And sometimes that's not what you want to hear. You're a fan, you want to hear something from a fan's perspective, and that's what he brings.
Anota Brennan Eagles! Touchdown, the Longhorns! Touchdown, the Brennan Eagles!
Maybe just as important as the execution is why the university chooses to broadcast in Spanish. At least 9 schools from the Power 5 conferences, ACC, Big 10, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC, have Spanish language broadcasts. Oklahoma and Texas A&M are among them. New Mexico State just rebooted its Spanish language efforts after taking 3 seasons off. Nebraska has started up a Spanish language broadcast team this season as well, the first Big Ten team to do so. All of those teams are readying for a demographic shift that the University of Texas saw 25 years ago.
We know we have 500,000 plus living alumni, but we're living in a city now that the, you know, area of demographic influence is well over 2 million people. And not all those people look alike or talk alike. And we want to deliver to them with a great spirited service our game broadcast in football.
This Saturday, Plonsky, Pizarro, La Maravilla, El Indomable, La Naraja, and Longhorns fans will be hoping to hear one word over and over in both the Spanish and English broadcasts.
Touchdown, the Longhorns! Touchdown, the Quinte, La Navaja, Ingram!
Jimmy Moss, KET News.